Hello, I'm Neil Nunes with the BBC News. The first day of the trial of the former policeman accused of killing George Floyd has ended in the U.S. city of Minneapolis after both sides made their opening arguments. Derek Chauvin denies charges of manslaughter and murder. The jury saw new footage of him kneeling on Mr. Floyd's neck for more than 9 minutes. The defense argued that Mr. Floyd's drug use and poor health led to his death. Here's our North America editor, John Sopel.
What's unfolding in a courthouse in Minneapolis is not just about George Floyd and Derek Chauvin. In many people's eyes, this is American justice itself on trial. America was convulsed last year by the Black Lives Matter protests, with demonstrations erupting in every city across the land. If Mr. Chauvin walks free, many will draw the conclusion that to the justice system, black lives don't matter, and that could be another dangerous flashpoint.
The Brazilian President Jair Bolsonaro has replaced 6 cabinet ministers in the biggest reshuffle since he came to power just over 2 years ago. The controversial foreign minister Ernesto Araújo is among those sacked. Will Grant has more.
Mr. Araújo repeatedly denied the effects of climate change and was in almost constant conflict with China, a long-standing economic partner. However, his resignation, which was widely anticipated, was followed by the unexpected departure of the defense minister, Fernando Acevedo e Silva. That appeared to prompt a wider reshuffle by President Bolsonaro involving at least 6 ministries in total. Amid the changes, there are also rumours in the media of serious rumblings among the top brass in all 3 branches of the military, stoking the sense of a major crisis in the Bolsonaro administration.
President Biden has implored U.S. governors and mayors to continue to require people to wear face coverings in public. He said masks were crucial because reckless behavior was causing a rise in the number of coronavirus infections in the U.S.
As I do my part to accelerate the vaccine distribution and vaccinations, I need the American people to do their part as well. Mask up. Mask up. It's a patriotic duty. It's the only way we ever get back to normal.
Mr. Biden made the appeal after the director of the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention issued an emotional warning about the spread of COVID-19. The Nigerian president, Muhammadu Buhari, is traveling to London today for what his office described as a routine medical check. He's expected to return home in the second week of April. A statement from the presidential spokesman gave no information on Mr. Buhari's condition. One of his previous visits to the UK for treatment lasted more than 3 months. This is the latest world news from the BBC.